Friday, May 15th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The next major USDA report of huge significance will be planted acreage in June. Right now, USDA is using 83.5 million acres and a 49.8 bushel per acre yield for soybeans. I think that both will be too low. I think that there will be a 1.5 million acre increase over intentions. This is the earliest planted soybean crop in history in Iowa. The agronomists say that that can be worth 6 bushel per acre. I would not think that a 51.8 bushel per acre national soybean yield is unrealistic. My acreage and yield adjustment would add 246 million bushels to production. That is about 6.7 million metric ton. That would supply a portion of China's reserve needs. I have been less adamant about selling a rally in soybeans than I have corn, but there is a chart gap up near $9 in November soybeans that if they were ever to try to fill would be a hedging opportunity. Barbershops and salons can open here in Iowa today. My barber retired. He and his partner are closing. One of my wife's friends told her that she would pay more to get her hair cut first. The cost of all these kinds of personal services are going to go up. Open Table forecasts that 25% of restaurants will not reopen. Restaurants will have to adjust menu prices to fewer customers and higher food costs. A post-COVID-19 menu may not resemble the pre-COVID-19 menu. Food prices in general are going to go a lot higher. They wanted to increase food stamps by 15%, and that might not buy any more food. Food security, personal, domestic, and foreign, became a major issue. I was online and you cannot buy a new freezer anywhere. Out of stock was the notation under the description. Food inventories will be increased at all levels from households to nations. The seeds of food price inflation have been sown. Labor costs not going up will not come down. Everything made by a global supply chain is going up in price. It will be by a lot. Global supply chains are deconstructing under national security and other pretenses. F-35 military fighter planes are made with parts from all over the world. That is now seen as a security risk. They will become much more expensive, but the parts origination will shift home. Donald J. Trump wants to tax companies doing business in China to force them to come home. I thought that that was what a tariff did. He wants to put on more tariffs that he will not call tariffs. The pressure on U.S. CEOs to bring their companies back to the United States will be enormous. This will inflame a trade war with China to the point that it is a cold war. A Taiwan company is building a new semiconductor plant in Arizona. Headlines like Modi ramps up plans to reduce India's dependence on China with new self-reliant campaign are being repeated country by country as deglobalization and protectionism sweeps the world. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. My taxes were finally prepared about a month late. When we deduct what we get from the Paycheck Protection Program, MFP payments, we'll get from PLC and COVID aid payments, the net that we will pay to the government drastically shrinks. I have no idea how the Treasury can make that work, given the coming collapse in tax revenues. I guess the point that I am making from this rambling is that the world has changed. It is changed on a virtually unprecedented level that most have not yet begun to appreciate, and it ain't going to change back. Everything is riding on the ability of states to manage a resurgent of COVID-19 positives that would result from a reopening. To really squash this virus, it takes testing followed by tracking. They have always been one or two steps behind in all that they've needed to be. Most are on their tiptoes waiting to see what happens as others exert their liberty. The medical experts are on record that this was a bad idea, but the powers that be in state houses decided to do this way anyway. They have no intention of pulling back again regardless what happens. USDA says that 30 meat plant workers have died of COVID-19, while 10,000 have tested positive. Many of them were asymptomatic. As of last Tuesday, the USDA said that 123 federal inspectors were quarantined and another 173 were diagnosed with the virus. They have to get inspectors back in order to run plants too. A fourth USDA meat inspector, this one in Dodge City, Kansas, died of coronavirus. I'll bet that they never thought that they would risk their lives just coming to work. USDA inspectors are truly essential employees that are literally risking their lives to keep the food chain functioning. That is yet another group to whom we owe our gratitude. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.